A Baltimore County councilman is accusing County Executive Kevin Kamenetz of making fiscal decisions that are unsustainable. Last fall, Kamenetz said he would have to think about building a new Delaney High School. Last week, he decided to do it. WYPR's John Lee reports that Councilman Tom Quirk is concerned that the outgoing county executive is making promises the county will not be able to keep.
Quirk and Kamenetz are both Democrats. And while Quirk applauds Kamenetz's $1.3 billion plan to renovate and build dozens of schools, he says the county's current fiscal path is unsustainable.
It comes down to one or two choices, either increasing revenues or dramatically cutting spending.
Quirk says doing that would leave the county breaking Kamenetz's promises after he leaves office. Quirk is chairman of the council's Spending Affordability Committee. He says by 2022, the interest the county is paying on its debt will exceed the county's own guidelines. Kamenetz is proposing two new high schools. One would go in Towson, and last week, Kamenetz signed off on building a new Delaney High School. A new high school costs $120 million, give or take. Quirk says the fate of these projects should be left to the next county executive.
They come with a big price tag, and the next county executive is going to have to figure out, how do we pay for these things? If we want things, we have to pay for them.
Quirk says he's hearing no details from Kamenetz on how to pay for Delaney. Quirk says he'll try to get the council to delete from Kamenetz's budget planning money for a new Delaney High. Kamenetz's chief of staff, Don Moeller, rejects Quirk's proposal to delay Delaney. Moeller also dismisses Quirk's concerns about the county's fiscal stability.
It's one of the most fiscally well-managed counties in the nation, and it will continue to be so.
Kamenetz is running for governor, and he and Republican Governor Larry Hogan have feuded for years over conditions in the county schools. And it so happens that Governor Hogan and members of his cabinet are fanning out today over Kamenetz's political home turf as part of a day-long visit to the county. That includes a stop at Delaney. Quirk says there's been enough grandstanding on schools.
If we're going to move forward in this way, I want the county executive and I want the governor to show us the money.
Kamenetz has said any new high school needs to deal with crowding. Baltimore County School Board member Nick Stewart says there are high schools in northeast and southeast Baltimore County that are older and more crowded than Delaney.
But our county executive has seemed to short-circuit that process, instead to say, I'm going to select the winner and it's going to be Delaney.
Moeller says it's not just about crowding at one school. What makes a new Delaney work, according to Moeller, is that it's going to be bigger, with nearly 400 more seats.
And that will go a long way, combined with a larger Towson, to solving overcrowding in the central area.
Councilwoman Kathy Bevin says it does nothing to solve the crowding in her district in northeast Baltimore County. Bevin says she was caught off guard by the Delaney decision. She, too, questions how the county will pay for it. And then there's Lansdowne High School in southeast Baltimore County. Quirk and Stewart represent Lansdowne on their respective boards. The school board is expected to vote soon on a $60 million renovation for Lansdowne. But now that Delaney is getting a new school, Quirk and Stewart say Lansdowne should too. Stewart says the two schools have similar needs and should receive equal treatment. I'm John Lee reporting for 88.1 WYPR.